Welcome back to Slugcast, brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. I'm Sochi, and today we explore the history of Oaks College. The defining characteristics that set the University of California, Santa Cruz, apart from public institutions of higher education is its innovative structure organized in a series of themed colleges. Among these, UCC's 7th college, eventually named Oaks, holds a special place in annual academia. The seed for this groundbreaking institution were sown in 1966, with plans for the college taking shape amidst the backdrop of social upheaval and calls for change. In 1968, the Santa Cruz Black Liberation Front issued a powerful demand to the UCC administration: transform College 7 into a black college with black students, faculty, and administrators. This demand underscored the urgent need for representation and recognition of marginalized voices with the academic landscape. Assistant professor in sociology J. Herman Blake emerged as a central figure in shaping the vision of Oaks College. Recognizing the limitations of confining the college's focus solely to black students, Blake proposed a broader framework of ethnic studies. His vision encompassed the studies of Asian Americans, Chicanos, Native Americans, and European immigrants, reflecting a commitment to inclusivity and diversity. In February 1969, the Academic Senate unanimously approved the development of this groundbreaking ethnic studies theme for the new college. Herman Blake, alongside Professor Ralph Guzman, co-chaired the Ethnic Studies Committee, laying the foundation for the multicultural community dedicated to equality and freedom from oppression. However, as planning for the college progressed, Blake and Guzman voiced their opposition to the concept of creating a minority college. They advocated for diversity to be a campus-wide goal, rejecting the idea of segregating minorities into a single institution. Despite their reservations, Oaks College emerged as a beacon of diversity and inclusion, attracting a more diverse student faculty body than most other UCSC colleges. Named in memory of the Oaks family, whose generous grant made its establishment possible, Oaks College opened its doors in 1972 with a vision of creating a vibrant multicultural community. Blake underscores the significance of understanding the goals and visions of Oaks College, emphasizing the importance of community with its objectives to appreciate the nuanced decisions made during its development. The absence of a library within the college's infrastructure emerges not as an oversight but as a deliberate decision driven by the importance of science facilities and communal spaces, reflecting a strategic alignment with the college's mission. The design choices made during the planning phase of Oaks College were not arbitrary but informed by the experiences and preferences of its future residents. The decision to decline a central dining hall and opt for apartments without kitchens stemmed from the desire to foster smaller, more intimate communities within the larger collective environment. This deliberate choice aimed to cultivate meaningful connections and interactions among residents, foster a sense of belonging and camaraderie. However, as Blake acknowledges, the evolving need for dynamics within the college community have prompted a reevaluation of its design choices. While the smaller units initially fostered close-knit communities, there is now a growing desire for greater interconnectivity and interaction among residents. This evolving landscape underscores the dynamic nature of Oaks College and its commitment to adapting to the evolving needs of its diverse community. With some of the history of Oaks College, you can find more interviews about the college itself at the UCC Library. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.